exactly the outcome you wanted over the weekend against Arizona, but the team is still 5-1, has a chance to clinch a playoff spot this weekend in Atlanta.
That's exactly right. Sometimes when you step in the arena, it doesn't always go your way. I thought our guys played with pretty good effort. Most all of our guys, we still have some stupid plays, some personal fouls that we got to clean up, hopefully real soon, because that's a reflection on us coaches as well as the players that we can't play by the rules. So we're going to try to do that this week. But that game's history, and we had a chance to win it, but we didn't. But we're still 5-1. Somebody told me we still got the best record in the Alliance. So we're a good team. We're a good team that didn't play our best, and got to give Arizona credit. They played with a lot of effort, and their pass rush was the most fierce that we've seen this year. So give those guys credit for beating us. And we'll move on to the next one. We've already mourned for a day, and now it's time to move on to trying to get ready to beat Atlanta this weekend.
What does the team need to do this week in preparation to beat Atlanta this week?
Just what we always do. You know, we'll work on our game plan. We'll work against each other. Hopefully our pass protection will improve a bit, and we'll be ready to have a good, solid plan and go play. That's what we need to do. We don't need to worry about anything, but this is another game. We'll approach it hopefully like we've approached all of our games this year and try to play our best. But last week was not our best, but still we had a chance to win, and it just didn't work out.
What does it say about the, the grit and the toughness of this team that despite being down and not playing their best, they still have a chance to win it near the end?
Now, I don't look into all that. The only thing I ever ask our guys to do is play the best they can the entire game. And we realize it's not always going to go your way. Gosh, we had our first interception of the year. Garrett threw his first, scrambled out, and just didn't quite get it over a guy's head. That's going to happen sometimes. If we only have one interception the next five or six games, we would certainly take that. But anyway, some stuff happened, and you can't do anything about it but try to learn from it and move on. So we're moving on to get ready to play the Atlanta Legends. They're a good team. They didn't play well last week, but they actually beat Arizona, a team that beat us. So we realize every team we play is certainly capable of beating us, and we're capable of beating them. So we need to play well and play smart to give ourselves the best chance.
Atlanta is your first repeat opponent this season. They're a different team than what we saw in week one. Different quarterback, different offensive coordinator. What do the Apollos need to do differently, or what are the challenges of facing a team a second time? Does it get tougher?
Tougher or easier? For them, it's easier because they didn't play well the first game against us. We had a defensive score. Terrence Garvin was the defensive player of the week in the Alliance after that game with two picks, one for a touchdown. But we didn't get any turnovers last week, so that's always a difference when the other team gets more turnovers. But still, we just got to go play, try to play our game the best we can, have a good plan for our guys, keep running the ball, throwing, mixing it up. Defensively, I think we're going to get some players back that didn't play the last game, so we should be a lot healthier defensively, and hopefully we can get back playing the style of ball. Offense, defense, special teams that we had earlier in the year.
You mentioned some players being out last week. Josh Banks went down during the game, had to come out. What's his status right now?
The trainer says he thinks he could be back, but Earl Okine, certainly, we missed him, defensive end, coming off the edge and so forth. He should be back. He had sort of a back spasm that didn't go away in time, so he should be back ready to go also.
You mentioned Garrett threw his first interception this season over the after watching the film now, reflecting a bit, what was Arizona doing that maybe threw him off?
They were pass rushing. That's what they were doing. They pass rush, and we struggled pass rushing. Simple as that. And anyway, that's all you can say. They did a good job. We still got a lot of passes off. I think we had one sack or so, and then the strip sack was a huge play in the game. And again, Garrett maybe could have had that in two hands. He was trying to come out of there, and they poked it out. So that was things sometimes that happen in football. And unfortunately, it happened to us on first down instead of fourth and 10 late in the game. But again, we had our chances. We got the ball down there, and we failed to run out of bounds, and we didn't stay still on a clock play. Not that that would have won the game, but we had our chances, and we just didn't get it done. So we move on after a day of mourning. We move on and get ready for the next game.
You kicker Elliott Fry made another field goal over the weekend, 12 for 12 on the season. Mm-hmm. What is it about him that makes him so automatic?
Just a good kicker. Got a good disposition as a kicker. Nothing seems to bother him. Bad snaps. Our holder is very good also, Ben Turk. He catches the low snap, the high snap, gets it down, and Elliott's an excellent kicker. He's the leading scorer in South Carolina football history, so he must be pretty good.
A lot of passes deflected against Arizona. Do you see any adjustments that need to be made on offense to prevent that this week, or was it more what they were doing?
Well, I hope we can deflect some of their passes this week. We may have had one or two deflected. They did a good job of getting their hands up occasionally. But that wasn't a big problem. Garrett's 6'4". He's overhand thrower. So that's not been a big problem this year.
Okay, Coach, thank you.
All right, Tom. Good deal.